Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
As Chicago brings us back, it's Jim Blasingame, 23 after the hour. Thanks for being out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one from my book, The Third Ingredient. For the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey is the chief home officer. Chiefhomeofficer.com. Also, gotwords.com. If you need to have your business promoted, if you need to have your business improved with the words that you use, and words matter, folks, and your words might not be the right words. And Jeffrey knows how to do that. He's the one of the top wordsmiths on the planet. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. Also, Road Trip Mojo, that's his fun website. You want to check that out. And also,
yeah,
his books. Can they still get teleworking and telecommuting, Jeff?
Some of them are available. I got to get them back out there. They're through my website, so they just drop me an email. I have copies. I can mail. We don't have it retail.
You want to check that out. Hey, Jeffrey, we're talking about technology. We're talking about the essentialness of it in this period. One of the things we said many times on the show is that had this happened, and I have said 30 years ago, but heck, you mentioned it earlier. What if it didn't happen 5 years ago? Certainly 10 right. years ago, had we been hit by this. And the point I made was, if there is a silver lining in this, I'm trying to identify the silver linings in this. One of them is that didn't happen in 2014. That didn't happen, or worse, how about 2008 or 9? What if this happened in 2009 on top of the financial crisis? And so we're fortunate that it happened also at a time when the economy was pretty strong and growing. And so one of the things that this has amplified and illuminated is our dependence upon technology, upon the digital leverage that we've developed. We are totally dependent upon that now, all the way down to grandma and grandpa, aren't we?
Yeah, and you know what? We were talking about some stories I've been writing and talking to technology folk, and one of the questions I ask them is, what technology tool or application can you not live or work without? Not, you know, live is dramatic, but you cannot mm-hmm. work without. And look, I'm not looking for them to say, you know, the computer, you know, so I'm not looking for something big and fancy. And many of them came down to, you know, my smartphone.
Oh, yeah.
Many of them came down to my tablet. Because, and these are tools, look, and my point even bringing that up, is we're today in our lives, in our work lives, are using applications or using tools that the best technologists out there, the CIOs of major corporations, they're using the same thing. One said Microsoft Teams, for example. You know, mm-hmm. I interviewed the chief information officer from Ryder System, the logistics and trucking company, and I said, what do you need? You know, what works best? And he named a couple of applications, but he said Microsoft Teams. He said back in 2019 that he wanted to pivot to Microsoft Teams as an application for them to use because they have 40,000 employees worldwide, 39,000. He said, I want to be on Teams, and I want to do it in 3 months. And, I mean, that's a big mm-hmm. freighter you're trying to change, mm-hmm. you know, trajectory on. And they did it. They went live like a week before, you know, 2 weeks wow. before the pandemic hit. Hmm. But now it runs the collaboration among their business, everything that they do. And these are tools. This is not a tool that's only available to a Fortune 500 corporation. So a lot of these things that they rely on.
This is the beauty of this, is that the granularity of the applications and the micro part of their billing, some of the stuff that you've been using for years has been free, and a lot of it's cloud based, but the idea, the thing that we keep pointing out to small business owners, and you and I've been doing this now for all this time, is that you can't out tech Amazon, but you can run in the same race with them. You can right. approximate their tech look to your customers. You can approximate that. And customers don't expect you to be like Amazon. If you just show up and run in the race, you don't have to win it. Just run in the race. Just act like you know that we actually live in the digital age. customers will give you credit for that, and they'll do business with you even though you're not Amazon. What do you think?
Right, absolutely. I mean, and that's and you and I were talking off air. I mean, one of the things that people most want is just a live body. You know, they want somebody who they can rely on. So if you use some of these applications, it's one thing to use an application. It's another thing to not be able to use that application. We don't realize how much, you know, you want to think about how much you rely on tech and how much you don't think about it. Have your internet go down. Yeah. Tell me how much, it, you know, and if you're a business that uses it, you know, sort of you're sitting at your desk using your internet all day, you know, all day long, have it go down. I mean, we've all been there. You know, tell me how much that can, how much mind share that consumes the moment your internet goes down or an application crashes and you can't get it back up. You know, you want to make a phone call and you want it resolved fast. So it's one thing to work with a Gmail and a Google Suite. It's one thing to work with Amazon Web Services. But when something like that goes down and you can't call somebody or you
I'm encouraging small business owners to think of redundancy. Don't just have one application available. Have more than one, because one of them is going to go down eventually. You're going to be without certain capability. Hey, Jeffrey, I need your websites one more time, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and GotWords.com.
All right. And don't forget the other one.
Road Trip Mojo. Check me out at
RoadTripMojo.com.
Writing an article on hitting the road.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, Jeffrey, good job today. Come back soon.
You got it. Thanks, Jim. Be safe out there.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, operating the worm cam for us out here on Main Street. Couldn't do without him. You got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Lessingham. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.